there and welcome back one more time, Product Creation Secrets. Thanks for joining me. My name is Paul Bars from paulbars.com and we're getting straight into it. How do we determine our product's purpose? Now, this is something that most really don't give too much consideration to beyond other than the, oh yeah, I might make a free ebook. And that's about it. Okay, great. You're going to make a free ebook, or I need to make some more money this month. I think I will. I'll create a special report and sell it. Okay, great. You're going to create a special report, sell it. Really? Good on you. Happy for you. Ching. Really. Hope it goes well. But there's a whole lot more to it than that. And these things, these decisions, need to be made well in advance so that you can get the best possible results out of your ebook. It needs a purpose. Everything in life needs a purpose. What we do in our own personal or business lives, we need to have purpose, we need to have direction, we need to have focus. It's exactly the same for a product. And it needs to be done in such a way that our customers see it straight up first time. Now, that doesn't matter whether they are actually paying for the product or not, or whether they are perhaps downloading a free ebook. Yeah, I know. If they buy it, they're going to know it was a paid product. Hello. And same again, of course, if they download it. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about from the minute they start consuming it, reading it, listening to it, watching it, whatever it might be, this particular product, that they're going to go, aha, oh yes, now I can see what was the purpose behind this. Oh, this is good. Now, its original purpose, of course, is to satisfy the customer. That's why we go through all the processes beforehand, to ask them to find out what they want. And we want to make sure that those needs are satisfied immediately. But then they're going to begin to explore it, and they're going to begin to discover the purpose behind it. I'm going to suggest to you, as I have done in the article, that there are only two different purposes that you really should consider for productive business. That is, one that generates sales, cash in your pocket, or one that generates leads and helps you build a list. Those two things are the two most important things when it comes to business. Now, there is another idea out there which some people will get caught up with and say, oh, I want to put this thing together for promotion for my business. Ta-da! You know, with little trumpets and everything like that. No, we don't want to do promotion for our business. We want to generate some sales or generate some leads. It's one thing or the other because we want to grow our business. Promotional stuff, it doesn't really work unless you do it on such a massive scale that it gets people's attention, okay? You need to understand that if you're thinking along those lines, and unless you've been involved in traditional offline business, you're not going to be thinking along those lines. But the old promotion thing, you know, let's promote the company name so people get to see it. Let's promote the company logo. Let's promote the company slogan. Screw the name, screw the slogan, and screw the logo at the same time. What's it going to do for you? People are going to, hey, look, they've got a name, they've got a logo, they've got a slogan. Look at that. What's it got to do with them? Probably nothing. Because promotion, as a general rule, goes out. It's not marketing. Targeted marketing is what I'm talking about, is getting your product in front of people who want it, who need it, who desire for it, and it fulfills their needs. And in return, they're going to either give you money or they're going to give you their contact details for future follow-up. And you need to determine this and decide this before you launch the product, even before you begin creating it, actually. Now, let me explain to you the process I went through with this one. I spoke to a lot of people. I found out what they wanted. I found out what they'd experienced. I found out what they didn't like. I found out what they wanted to get more of. And I found also that they'd spent a lot of money. Almost all of them had spent money on what? Trying to figure out how they can make a successful product. So that gave me my purpose. I went, ah, okay. I need to give them something with incredible value with tremendous resources and with terrific teaching and training like I'm doing right here, right now, that's going to satisfy their needs and they're not going to have to pay a cent for. How do I do that? How can I develop that purpose within my ebook? That's what I wanted to know. Okay, so it needs to be free. Yeah, but that means they've got to come to my website and get it and download it. All right, they give me their name and email address. Yeah, okay, but then I'm limited so much by my website. See, if I was selling this, I could have an affiliate program. And hang on a minute, free ebook. Why don't I make it brandable? Why don't I make it viral? Oh, yes, ting, there goes that memory thing again. And I remembered that I put an ebook onto a website called download.com eons ago, I don't know, back in 03, 04, somewhere thereabouts, which has had tens of thousands of downloads. I didn't even write the ebook. I actually bought the rights and co-branded it and put it up on there. Webmaster Toolbox, I think it was called. You can go and have a look there. It's still getting 60, 50, 60, 70 downloads a week from that thing. And of course, people are then giving it away further. What is it doing though? It's branding my name, and it's not really getting much result for me personally, because it's just, I was thinking in the promotion. They open it up, they see my company name. Hey, he's got a company name. Big, hairy, fat deal. It means nothing. So when I say that to you, I know what I'm talking about. I'm talking from experience. So how do I correct that mistake? Okay, I need to make this Product Creation Secrets ebook free. Done. We're going to do that. Okay, I need to make it viral. How do I make it viral? I've got to allow people to, I've got to make people want to give it away. How do I make people want to give it away on their own websites? Okay, I tell them they're allowed to use it in exchange to build their own list. Yeah, but why would they want to give it away? Aha, ding, that's that little thing there. And I make it viral. I make it viral by saying you can put your affiliate links for all the ClickBank products that are in here. Now, isn't that just a fantastic tool? Because the facts are, and I can't remember the exact number off the top of my head, but those people who will download this book, rebrand it, and then send it out to their own list, it's not going to be 10 out of 10 people. Okay? It's only going to be, I think it was 3 or 4 out of 10 when I did the research on this one years and years ago with my own stuff. Only 3 or 4 out of 10 actually rebranded it to then start giving it away. Now, the other people just gave it away. Oh, come on, Paul. That doesn't happen. Oh, yeah? Really? Have you never seen anyone give something away just because they can on the internet? It happens almost all of the time. But the thing is, very few people are motivated by the factor of if they have to do a little bit of work to get results, I'll do it some other time. No, no. You're one of those people, I'm sure, listening to this right now, and I know, I'm pretty sure that you will rebrand it. How do I know that? Because you wouldn't have got up to part 6 in all these messages if you weren't. See, the other people just downloaded, flick through it. This is interesting. I'm going to give this away. Ding! They're just thinking of the promotion factor. They're thinking, more content for my website and all of these things. No, 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 no. Waste of time. Here's what I want you to do, and this is the product purpose for ebook. And this is the product purpose for Product Creation Secrets. I want you to give this book away from your website in exchange for what? Same as me, leads. Same as me, leads. I want you to build a bigger list by giving this away. Now, would you agree with me? It's a good quality product, yes? Fantastic. Well, I want you to make your endorsement for it. I want you to make a recommendation and put your testimonial on your website and send it out to your people. Because a whole bunch of them are going to read it, and you're going to have the branded version, aren't you? Because I'm going to show you how to do that within the report, within the book. You can do that, download it, brand it, send it back out. And you're going to put your affiliate links for a whole bunch of these ClickBank products, and you're going to stick them out there, and you're going to get some back end off that, which of course was what? Another purpose. See, you've got your initial purpose, lead, and then you've got your back-end purpose, which is either additional, more qualified leads. In my case, the more qualified leads are those who rebrand the ebook. These are the serious webmasters. In your case, the back-end is the ClickBank links. You give that some thought for a little while and ask whether you can include that purpose into your future products. Of course you can, because I'm doing it, and if I'm doing it, you can do it. It really is that simple. Once again, thank you so much for joining with me in this section of Product Creation Secrets. Take a little break if you would again. I know I say that a lot, but it's so important to absorb these things. I know they're only sort of 10 or 11 minutes long, but I give you a whole bunch of information, things to think about, things to challenge you. I want you to do something with this. So here's the challenge for you now, listening to this one. Are you going to get yourself a copy of the viral version and rebrand it with putting your name and your website in there alongside mine and having all those ClickBank links yours? Would you like that? Would you then like to be able to give it away and use the web page that I created and actually make some money and generate some leads off this? Would you like my purpose for this ebook for my business to also become your purpose for your business, to grow your online business? That's the challenge for you. That's what I want you to think about and make a decision on that before you move on to the next audio. Thanks again. This is Paul Bars from paulbars.com signing off. Talk to you shortly. Bye-bye.